Hello, good evening, everybody. I am just going to mute everybody out now. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining me. Tonight is August the 16th, and the Shining Light Call topic tonight is called Manifestation. I actually designed this talk to be spread it over 3 weeks because manifestation is kind of a big topic. And I would like to give myself more time to cover everything so that, you know, not just to tell you everything, but actually be more hands-on and take all of you through some manifestation exercises so that you can have an experience of it and be able to manifest whatever it is that really serves your highest purpose. So first thing to talk about manifestation is that we are always, always, always manifesting. Because we are actually just a spiritual being. In order for us to experience third density, to have a body and all that, we have to actually create everything with our mind. That's why we have to manifest. And if we don't manifest, then there will be no reality as we know it. So nobody actually understand fully and be able to verbalize and tell you all the things that we actually do so automatically in order to manifest this reality. However, I managed to research and get quite a lot of it, I would say. Hopefully enough of it that will make this journey easier for all of us. I just want to backtrack a little bit in that I would say probably maybe about 50 years ago, not too many people know about manifestation. Even though there have been books written about it and there have been really classic texts that talk about manifestation. However, manifestation is not something that is in the common domain, which means only select people who likes to do these kind of explore more esoteric topic would know about manifestation. So that's why the movie The Secret actually was the movie that came about and put manifestation really in the popular domain, so that now a lot of people are really aware of it, and there are many versions of how to manifest, and everybody's trying to manifest, and because we don't really know a lot about what manifestation really is. That's why we have varying range of results. So tonight I just want to give more of an overview and also to take you all through a meditation to kind of start the manifestation process. And then next week we'll go more into talk about details, how to be more powerful and efficient in manifesting. So on a high level, as I mentioned, we are always manifesting. So first thing first is to really change our mindset, because we've been we've been toying with manifestation for a long time now. We want to have this in our life. We want to create this in our lives. Maybe we don't use specifically the manifestation word. However, that's what we've been trying to do, is we try to create a certain kind of life for ourselves. And we have varying degrees of success with it. So the first thing then is really to kind of mindset is that we actually are manifestation machines. We are experts. We are so good at it. we don't even have to think about what it is that we need to do. We just do it. And there's no way we can't not manifest. So that is the first change in mindset that we need to kind of be more aware of and start to tell ourselves. What I mean is to get away from, you know, beating ourselves up and saying that we can't manifest this or we don't like our own manifestation. The thing is, we are great manifestor. We are actually experts at it. It's like breathing. It's like raising your hand. You know, we don't actually know which muscle that we need to push and pull in order to put our hand up, be able to have our hand sustain our hands being held up for a long time. Our body just does it. So manifestation is just the same. We don't know exactly all the steps and what we need to do. This is the first, second, third. And then at the end of I don't know how many steps, then voila, we have a manifestation. No, we don't need to do that. We just do it. So that's the first change, is that we have to start telling ourselves that we are manifestation machines. We are experts at it. So that's the first change that I would suggest all of you, is to start to tell yourself a different story. If you really want to start to take control of your own manifestation, and actually we manifest unconsciously all the time. From the moment we open our eyes, and even when we are sleeping, we are manifesting, we are dreaming, we are manifesting going to different places, being in completely new environments, and interacting with completely new people that we don't even know in our daily lives. That's a, so that's how automatic we do our manifestation. And actually what we need to know more of now is how to consciously manifest, how to fine tune on what exactly it is that we want to manifest and be able to get efficient and good at it. So some of the things that really influence how we can be more conscious or be able to control what it is that we manifest is that we have to understand that we don't just manifest as an individual, because we are not just an individual. We are part of a collective. We're part of a collective of the human race. We are part of a collective galactically. Earth itself is. So on each level, there are collective agreements to how we can manifest and what we can manifest. Now, are these hard and fast rules? Are these, you know, you can't get out of this? No. We're actually powerful manifestors. So we can actually get, we can actually create our own set of rules. It is just that it is so much easier if we just follow the collective agreement to manifestation. And when we get to the point where we become fully powerful, conscious being, then we can manifest whatever we want. Until then, though, it is much easier to manifest according to collective agreement. So what are some of the collective agreement? For example, it is not easy to manifest something out of thin air. It is possible, people have done it, but that's not the collective agreement. The collective agreement is that there has to be a reason, a cause to for something to all of a sudden appear. For example, if you want a chair, you have to either buy one, make one, or borrow one. You can't just say, I want a chair, click your fingers, and then make it happen. I mean, you can when your consciousness gets to the level where you don't have any block on being able to manifest out of thin air. However, the collective agreement is that you have to have a story in order to manifest. So that means that whatever it is that you want to manifest, you have to have some sort of a more proven way of getting it. So whether it is to get a chair or to find, let's say, a partner in life, a partner in work, business partner, whether it is a to have a particular experience, to eat curry, let's say fish curry or whatever. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, you have to know what is the easiest way to do that. So if you want to eat something, then you either buy it or you make it yourself. So if you want a chair, you have to either learn how to make, how to work with wood and make it yourself, or buy one, or borrow someone's chair. So that's what I mean by you have to have some way of manifesting. And it's like I've been using these material things. It's the same thing though with a feeling. If you want to experience joy, you have to kind of know, so what makes you happy? You have to start to ask yourself these questions. Is, let's say, for some people, it may be being in nature makes them happy. So if you want to experience great joy, then get yourself to more closer to nature, to always allow yourself to have access to beautiful, wonderful nature. And that way you'll be able to have these certain experiences. So that's part of the collective manifestation agreement. And the next thing is you can only manifest what is available within your own frequency band. So, which means that if your frequency, let's say, is fairly low, then when you try to manifest, though, you may be able to manifest whatever it is. However, it will have certain negative things that comes with it because the vibration is low. Because when you're in a low vibration, what's available to you is a frustration, worry, and those things. So even if you manage to, let's say, manifest a beautiful, beautiful chair, you would still, because your manifestation is, because your frequency is low, you would be worrying, oh, is this person going to steal some this beautiful, beautiful chair from me? So that's what I mean by you can only manifest what is available within your own frequency. So you may be able to get exactly what you want. However, if your frequency is not high enough, though, there will be other things that also comes with it, which somehow puts you in the frequency that is your, that is where your frequency allows you to be. So, of course, the remedy to that is to make sure that you are at a high frequency all the time. And of course, we all know that's easier said than done, but just be mindful that you can manifest what is available within your frequency. So if you don't like what you're manifesting, first thing you need to do is, what does that tell me about my frequency? And then try to do whatever it is that's within your own power to raise your frequency as often and as high as you can manage. And also, there's also the other thing is that you have the most success when you're trying to manifest something that is within your own theme to experience. So what do I mean by theme? For example, some person's theme is to be a healer. Then if you want to manifest something, let's say you want to manifest money, because your own theme is being a healer. So if you manifest and you tie that manifest to money, to your theme of being a healer, then you would probably have the most success, the easiest success when you try to manifest something that is within your own theme. So for example, if you want to manifest a lot of money and you are doing a 9-to-5 job that is not being a healer, let's say you are doing corporate, some sort of corporate, then you probably will not have as easy success as if you actually want to be the healer and you actually do something that is within the healing environment. So, because that's what your own theme is. So the whole universe will conspire to help you to have the experience that that is within your own theme. Okay, that's so frequency, and then so actually that's really how easy it is. That's about as easy as it gets. Is you think of what it is that you want to have, to manifest. It could be one thing, it could be 10 things, it does not matter. It could be actually material things, or it could be an experience, which is something that is not tangible. It's just something that you just experience. So whatever it is, you just start to know and be more, I would say, know more exactly details on, okay, so let's say I want to be a healer. Then what kind of healer? You want to be healing animals, or would you like to be healing human beings? Or would you like to be healing, let's say, creating sacred spaces? So actually working more with a location than with a human being or other moving animals. So be more specific. The more specific you are, the easiest it is, the easier it is for the universe to bring it to you, to let you experience that. So you want to experience, so you want to know, okay, I want to be a healer, I want to be, let's say I want to be a healer in Toronto, or, you know, in Spain, or wherever the location it is. The more specific you know how you want to experience your manifestation, the easier it is for the universe to line things up for you. Now, once you know what you want, then all you have to do is call it in. The way you manifest is you actually manifest from, because you manifest mostly from your unconscious mind. It is a co-creation between your conscious and your unconscious mind. So you have to have, and your unconscious mind works in pictures and feelings. Yes, there may be, you can do manifestation just by words alone. However, if the words you use can help you paint a picture in your mind, then those would be the power words. So when you write down or have the picture in your mind, make sure that with words, you have to use words that actually create a picture in your mind. So let's say, well, okay, so let me just keep on the example of the healer then. If you actually have a picture of what a healer would look like to you, if you have, let's say, a mentor who is a great healer, and that is what you aspire to be, then it would help if you always have that picture of the healer that you want to be like available to you to look at around your living space or around the space where you work, so that picture is always available for your imagination to start to create and manifest faster. So have that picture in mind, because your the unconscious mind deals with picture. Have that picture in your mind, and also come put together the feeling as well. How do you want to feel when you are the healer? Do you want to feel happy, really enjoying doing the work? Or do you want to feel competent? You want to be able to make full use of your knowledge. So how do you feel when you're actually being in that role or having whatever it is that you want to manifest? So put those things in with the manifestation as well. And it will be even more powerful if you know, if you add to the senses. So what do I mean by that? So you have the picture, so that's the kind of like a visual, and then the feeling, so that's a sensation. And if you can smell, if you can create, okay, what does the feeling of what being a healer is? Maybe some sort of an ointment smell, or maybe, you know, whatever it is that evokes that feeling for you of being the kind of healer that you want to be, and add the smell to it. Also add the, what would you hear? Would you hear other people telling you what a wonderful healer you are? Or would you like to hear people applauding you and giving you a standing ovation of being the great healer that you are? All these things, add them all in your manifestation model. So add all of those in. And then when you start to do the manifestation, just hold that whole picture with feelings, with smell, with sound, with all of that, as rich as you can, as though you actually already have that in your life. So when you have that, then your unconscious mind gets it. It will know that you actually, this is what you want. So your unconscious mind and your conscious mind will start to look for opportunities and start to line up all those events that need to happen in order for you to become and have that in your life. So that's all I would want to cover this evening. And so I would actually want to ask you all to start to have some sort of an idea of what it is that you want to manifest. Now, you may know already or you may not know. It does not matter. If you don't know, then just make something up. Doesn't have to be the most spectacular thing in the world, the one thing in the world that if you have, you're going to be most happy. Just maybe start small. It doesn't matter. But on the other hand, if you know exactly what it is that you need, then you can use that as well. So the meditation I will take you through is for you to be able to start to create that mental picture and be able to sense and start to attract that in. And also, I want you to notice as well, because when you first want to manifest something, you don't really know what else is there in the unconscious that is holding you back from getting what you want. So there may be some unconscious programs that's preventing you from getting what you want. So you need to start to flush all of those out. So when we do this exercise of doing the manifestation meditation, I want you to also in the background notice feelings that's coming up. When you see all the whole magnificence of what it is that you want to manifest, is there some sort of alarms or difficulties that you start to, or things that you start to tell yourself? something in the line of, you can't have that, or something in the line that, oh, I don't know whether I can afford it, or whether, oh, I don't know whether, how I'm going to do it. So these are the naysayings. So these are the things that's kind of your programs, the programs that's holding you back. So as we're doing this exercise, I want you to be conscious of those little noises, background noises, that you're, things that you're saying to yourself that is going to make it not so easy for you to get what you want. Because manifestation, as I mentioned, you do it automatically, very easily. You just have to think of something, and as fast as you can think of it, the universe will try to bring it to you. And the only way you can't have it is because of all those unconscious limiting beliefs that is blocking you from getting them. So start to notice what they are, and then next week we will talk about how to get rid of those. So and if you don't have any naysaying, you don't have any of those, then that's wonderful. Then you should start to watch for how the whatever it is that you want is going to show up in your life. And that's, it will be a great experience then. Then you will know that it's actually just that easy. Okay, so I'm just going to stop the recording and then start it up again and just go into the meditation. So if you're not already, just find a relaxed position to sit so that we can meditate for about 10-15 minutes.